Carol, a thought that popped through my mind when you were talking. A lot of people come through Holden, and built into the permanent people here, there is a great deal of talent, one country or another, and not least in the area of literature. It seems to me that most of us need some assistance and help that is not readily available in how we read, and not least in the area of novels.
Mm-hmm.
I think novels should be read played, or that the available novels should be played kind of like an organ. There, for the most part, we probably read what is being read. An awful lot of people, at least, read the latest or read what is now getting the best reviews. But perhaps we should be reading for the needs that are within us and playing the available ones like an organ. If I need some escape, I better find a novel that is good with escape. If I need to be disturbed and challenged because I'm ready for it, perhaps I should push that key to draw that kind of a novel.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel that I must be enlarged and expanded, challenged, then that kind. Why couldn't Holden provide for us, either in a newsletter form or on cassette, some classification of novels, including the classics? And little abstract, not the usual review thing, but something about what the meanings are buried in this, so that we could choose, make deliberate choices of what we're going to read and not do it so much by happenstance. And I think that's probably the pattern of reading of most of us, that it's
mm-hmm.
by happenstance. Well, this looks all right, and you pick it up off the counter or something. There's too much that is good. There's too much that could be meaningful and significant to us available if we could just get a little guidance there. I imagine that 9/10 of the novels that I read are simply by happenstance, not by deliberate choice. I don't go so much for the latest thing being read. I usually get at that about 7 years later or something. But I just grab something to read.
Mm-hmm.
But there ought to be a stewardship exerted. I think that's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it should be intelligent then.
Yeah.
And we may need to have somebody tip us off onto what the classifications are. And then we may have to learn something about how to read. There are times to read for the challenge and the disturbance and the stimulation that comes out of it. There are times to read for escape. There's time to read something that's just pure beauty and loveliness.